Rob McLeod knows how to fling a frisbee. In fact, the Calgarian holds 3 world records, all requiring the use of a frisbee. His latest achievement involves knocking over 28 cans in 1 minute. It was just recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records. And Rob McLeod, a.k.a. Frisbee Rob, joins me in studio. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so this is your first Guinness World Record, but not your first world record.
Correct. So the other 2 records are through canine disc sports, whereas this one is through the Guinness Association.
Okay, so the other 2 involved your dog. This one was just you on your own.
Exactly.
Okay, so tell us about the record that you just set.
Basically, I had to set up drink cans. So they're the tall drink cans. I actually got them from the Calgary Flames.
Oh, is that right?
After one of their home games, they gave me a bunch of cans that I could use. Set them up. Had to be a specific height, a certain distance away. And then I had to knock down as many as I could in 1 minute using 1 disc per can.
Per can. So you had to reload.
Yeah, so I had about 50 discs with me. I ended up making 35 throws and knocked down 28 cans.
And tell us about where you were when you did this. You had to go to China to do this.
I went to China initially.
Okay.
They flew me over for a TV show that was broadcast to 50 million Chinese people. But I didn't actually set it in China. I just missed it in China.
Okay.
So when I came home, the Guinness Association encouraged me to get everything in place and attempt it here.
Okay.
So I actually did it in a tennis court at the Edgemont World Health.
Oh, is that right? And did someone from the Guinness Book have to be there in order to verify it? Or
no, but they have lots of documentation. So you have to have someone, you know, timing, someone counting, someone, you know, videoing, and you have to send them all your video.
Mm-hmm.
So for records that are over, you know, a 24-hour record, they have to literally watch 24 hours of video in order to approve the record.
Okay. How did you get into the world of Frisbee in the first place?
I literally just started throwing in a field. I went to the U of A first year and saw a frisbee being sold and ended up buying it, and that was my study break.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every night I'd go out and throw, and it just kind of evolved from there. I got into ultimate frisbee about 10 years ago and started making YouTube videos to teach people how to play ultimate, and then I was found by some dog disc people in Calgary. They got me into dog disc, and then
they discovered me.
They asked me to come out and teach them how to throw for their dogs, and then I started playing disc golf and got into some overall disc competitions.
Okay. And so what do you do with dog disc? Is this you and your dog, or is this another dog, someone else's dog?
it's my friend's dog.
Okay.
They call me a professional handler. So uh-huh. I go to competitions with this dog, and we call him Davey Whippet. So he's a very fast dog.
Yeah.
So I throw it long, he runs and catches it.
So what were the records that you set with Davey Whippet?
So in March, I threw one of these discs, 101 yards,
uh-huh.
and he caught it. And then last August, I guess, I threw another disc that was a smaller, 92 yards. So one was a Skyhounds world record, and the other was a Quadruped world record. So the Quadruped, the whole point is distance.
And I guess Davey Whippet is also a record holder himself.
And we actually won Worlds, so we're world champion as well last year in Tennessee. So
yeah.
he's pretty decorated. Yeah.
So what's it like to hold records in something that's sort of unusual like that?
It's interesting because not a lot of my friends know about it, but in the community itself, you get a lot of recognition because people are very excited for it. So I kind of get both sides, where my friends have no idea what I do really, and then I have, when I go to competitions, there's people coming up and talking to me and asking for autographs and, you know, sign their discs, and it's pretty nice.
How much do you have to train in order to stay on top in the frisbee throwing world?
A lot. I work out every day, and I throw pretty much every day as well. So last night I went and threw for an hour, got, you know, a couple hundred throws in, and I have to do that, otherwise I'm not going to be able to keep up.
Your arm will get slack, or?
I mean, it's a good way to, you know, if you want to keep pushing the envelope, you have to kind of keep training and practicing to get better.
Yeah. Well, Rob, if you're willing to stick around, I know that we were maybe going to try and do a little demo
outside and see what Rob can hit with a frisbee.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll set up some. We'll find something.
All right.
And go outside.
Excellent. Okay. Well, so Rob, stick around. Angela's going to take you outside and maybe see what you can hit out there with
some squirrels or something. Yeah.
There are a few squirrels out there. Okay. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob McLeod, better known as Frisbee Rob, holds 3 world records in frisbee sports. Let's go outside now, because that's where Angela Knight is with Frisbee Rob. I think he's getting ready to demo some of his skills out there. Angela?
Yes. Well, Rob set a Guinness Book of World Records, so I thought, why not bring him outside and see what we can knock over? And, Jen, we're outside, and I've got to admit, the first thing that my eyes lit on was David Gray's bird feeder.
Oh, really?
We didn't have time to set up cans or anything. So, Rob, do you think you can hit this bird feed? Now, don't break it, because I don't want to have to buy another one.
Let's try and knock some bird seed out of it.
All right. So we're about 5 meters back. Yep. You set up. I'm going to run over here so we can hear it. Now, don't hit me with the Frisbee, Rob. Okay, here we go, Jen. The Frisbee is... Oh, and there's seed everywhere.
You almost knocked the top off that.
Uh-oh. I did not see that coming. Look at that. We cracked the whole thing, Rob. Uh-oh. I'm going to be a bird feeder shopping. Now, this is really important, Jennifer.
Yes.
Everyone who's listening at this moment.
Yes.
Because I have just realized what a horrifically bad idea this was.
This doesn't have anything to do with that small competition between you and David over whose bird feeder is better.
Not at all.
Okay.
I just didn't have a lot of time to find cans. So everyone who's listening right now, I need you to reach out with your pinky finger, put it on the radio, and swear that this never happened. You don't know anything about the bird feeder. Nobody's going to say a word to Gray. No pictures will appear on the internet. This never happened.
You don't think he's going to notice?
No.
When you come?
I'm going to go buy a new bird feeder this weekend. He's never going to know the difference.
Nicely done, Rob.
Rob, that was an awesome shot, by the way.
Thank you. And it was supposed to be cracked.
Okay. So we can fix it. It's all going to be fine. No one heard or saw a thing.
Okay. Very good. Angela?
Yes?
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Rob. Rob McLeod outside helping Angela exact just a small revenge against David Gray. But you didn't hear it here.